to learn English through stories from around the world. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry criticized Russia for its irresponsible and profoundly ill-advised decision to support Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. He said efforts to end the Syrian war must continue despite the suspension of U.S.-Russian talks on a ceasefire. Speaking in Brussels Tuesday, Secretary Kerry said, "I want to be clear that we are not giving up on the Syrian people and we are not abandoning the pursuit of peace." Monday, the United States and Russia suspended talks to implement a ceasefire in Syria after the United States accused Moscow of not honoring its commitments. Meanwhile, the UN rights chief Tuesday called for action to halt the tragedy unfolding in Syria's Aleppo and urged the Security Council to introduce a limit to its members' veto power. In a statement condemning the killing of 100 children in 10 days in Aleppo, Zayed Raad Hussein said, "Faced with such a ghastly avalanche of violence and destruction, extraordinary steps must be taken." Democrat Tim Kaine and Republican Mike Pence will have their moment in the spotlight Tuesday in Farmville, Virginia. That's the site of the only vice presidential debate in 2016. The face-off comes a week after the first of three presidential debates between Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump. Turkey on Tuesday suspended more than 12,000 police officers over alleged links to Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. The action was taken after suspected links with the Gulen movement, which Turkey blames for the failed coup attempt July 15th, which tried to oust President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. This is VOA News. The Nobel Prize in Physics has been awarded Tuesday to three United States universities professors for their work on exotic states of matter. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Research conducted by the three British-born scientists, David J. Thewlis, F. Duncan Haldane, and J. Michael Kosterlitz, brought forth a new and totally unexpected understanding of the way solid materials behave. Acting chairman of the Nobel Committee for the Prize in Physics, Niels Martensen, explained the importance of the work the three scientists have done.
And this year's Nobel laureates have in their theoretical work discovered a set of totally unexpected regularities in the behavior of matter.
Thewlis is an emeritus professor at the University of Washington, Haldane is a professor of physics at Princeton University, and Kosterlitz is a professor of physics at Brown University. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Russian tennis star Maria Sharapova held the reduction of her two-year doping ban Tuesday as one of the happiest days. The Court of Arbitration for Sport cut her ban imposed by an independent tribunal appointed by the International Tennis Federation for testing positive for melatonin to 15 months. The announcement was made earlier today.
The Court of Arbitration for Sport has decided to reduce the period of suspension of Maria Sharapova from 2 years to 15 months, beginning on the 26th January 2016. This means that her ban will come to an end on 25 April 2017.
And now to Afghanistan, where Afghan forces were conducting clearing operations in Kunduz early Tuesday. They warned that Taliban militants were hiding in civilian homes after an hours-long assault on the city, repelled with the help of NATO air support. Meanwhile, residents remained fearful and most shops and businesses were closed. Egyptian police shot dead two members of the Muslim Brotherhood, according to the Interior Ministry Tuesday. The ministry charged that Mohamed Kamal headed the military wing of the movement of ousted President Mohamed Morsi. It said that he and fellow Brotherhood member Yasser Shahata were killed in a firefight during a police raid. India's central bank cut interest rates to a six-year low of 6.2% Tuesday. It's the first monetary policy decision under the new government, Urjit Patel. Hurricane Matthew turned across the Caribbean toward Haiti with devastating force early Tuesday after claiming its first victims on the island nation. It's the most menacing storm in nearly a decade.